Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com for readings. We have a new call-in number for the show, and I wasn't aware of it until just shortly before the show. So the number is 563-999-3507. Our health tip today, and my source of reference, is the Kitchen Secrets FCNA medical publications and also the Health Science Institute. And I want to talk about osteoporosis. We could tell you there's so much information on it, we could do a whole show, but okay, I'm just going to highlight some of the main points. Actually, in the United States, about 10 million people have osteoporosis. 8 million are women and 2 million are men. And this is a reversible condition, but it takes, you know, diligence and discipline on your part to do it. And you need to be aware that there are foods that actually take calcium from your bones. So that would be your salty foods. And the body gets rid of sodium through urine, but it also takes out calcium at the same time. And the National Osteoporosis Foundation says consume less than 2,400 milligrams of sodium per day. Sodas soften your bones. And there are, of course, your doctor probably has you on more than calcium. But I want to talk about something that actually aids calcium getting directly to your bones. And it's been forgotten, you know, all the other supplements have kind of been in the limelight. And that's vitamin K. But you must be aware that all supplements are not created equal. Some of this stuff you buy off the counter doesn't have enough in it to really help you. So you need good quality sources of supplements. And I recommend BioInnovations and Dr. Steven Sinatra. Okay, so tips to strengthen your bones is turmeric, prunes or dried plums, vitamin D and C. Also, some people think that their bones are a solid mass, but it's not true. Inside your bone, it looks like a little web looking. That's collagen. So taking collagen at night is also a good source for your bones. So let's get some strong bones and reverse this osteoporosis. And we can do it. Okay, our cosmic weather. On Friday the 20th, we had a lunar eclipse in Taurus. And this promises to boost romance. Every planet affects how we think, feel, and grow. And according to degrees. And on December show, I want to do a lot of January 2024 predictions. And I plan to hopefully have an astrologer with me. So, and we will be doing a little bit of your personal years. But this eclipse that we were talking about, this lunar eclipse, is the longest since 2001 and 2100. Now, I know some people are saying the 1700s. That's immaterial. We don't really care about the past. We care about what's presently affecting us. But it lasted 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds. And it will have some very long-term effects. And this Sunday, this coming up Sunday, makes an exact conjunction to Mercury. And it's stirring up our opinions, strong opinions. But don't react if your partner doesn't share your opinion, you know, agree to disagree. And don't be, you know, trying to push anything. Everybody has their own opinions these days. So that full moon lunar eclipse was very positive. And there's a career aspect in it, plus energy could lead to amazing fortune and fulfillment. So I want everybody to benefit from that. And our topic today is accepting our place in divine order in the scheme of things. A lot of Christians do not know their power or their identity or who they are in Christ Jesus. If you're born again, becoming Christian is not a religious experience, but a supernatural mystery involving transformation of our spiritual DNA. We become new creatures. Your body and soul requires renewal of your mind, but your spirit becomes perfect at the time of receiving Jesus as Lord of your life. This spiritual mystery is not being taught, and because of this, believers are missing out on a wonderful life filled with blessings. The Apostle Paul gives us knowledge of this mystery in 1 Corinthians 2:7. The answer to this mystery is understanding the new creation in Christ, that you're not the same. And that, you know, it's not an instantaneous thing. I mean, it's instantaneous in the spirit, but not instantaneous in the flesh. So you have to understand your supernatural nature. You need to see Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 to 27. Begin by understanding who Jesus is, John 1, 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word. And Jesus was that Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for who you are and what you represent to us. Jesus, we thank you that your blood makes us new creations. We release our faith today to follow you. Luke 10:17 says, "Behold, I have given you authority." Now, this is where a lot of people fall short. We get caught up in the appearance of things and fall short to use our authority. We need to start using our authority, especially now. We have some of us in the church that have been doing it and connected with other churches, like Eagle Mountain Church, making declarations, and things are changing, and I'm glad to see that. So God has given us this power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure us. God created the earth for us to enjoy. Plants, fish, animals, and vegetation grows because of God. All of this is for us. When he made these things, he told Adam to name them, thus giving Adam the authority and dominion over his domain. We need to develop the mindset that Jesus has given us back this authority, especially power over the enemy. And that's where, you know, people allow fear to grip them, and fear paralyzes you, and we need to take our authority. Father, today we declare the truth of your word today, that you have given us power over the enemy. We are now born of you, and we will be brave and bold and use this authority that you have given us in Jesus' name. So I'm going to begin taking some calls now. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, it's Teresa.
Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Let's take a look at you. I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Hello?
Good. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah. Let me apologize. I have no care for Selena today. I fed her, made sure she was plenty full, you know, and gave her a good movie. So far, so good. But we may get background noise. I hope not.
Oh, that'll be okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
the first card says you've been dealing with anxiety. And, you know, you're feeling at a loss about certain things. You're worried about an unstable economy, and you're really watching your money, and you feel unfulfilled in love. But this can change. Like I said, this lunar eclipse that we had, that 3-hour eclipse, it has a lot to do with love, and it has a lot to do with romance. It has a lot to do with career too, but romance first. And I think people can really, you know, pair up with the right person in their life in 2022. So I like all those twos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Couples. Couples.
Oh yeah.
So you felt
that would be
yeah,
nice.
You felt at a loss with I know. You felt at a loss with this and you've had a lot of perseverance where it comes to the big L.
Yeah.
And you know you've had a lot of perseverance and fortitude, and you know there's a lot of hope that he's good, and maybe this will affect him. I see that it is going to strongly affect men because, see, like when men think about making commitments, they go into the cave, and we want to talk about it and let's plan our future and let's talk about it. And they're analyzing and they overanalyze things. And but being alone, you're not really alone. I know you take care of your mother and God bless you for that. You know, you feel the loss of a valued relationship with him, you know, and you've got to stop focusing on loss and focus on and decreeing, you know, meditating and seeing things going your way. You know what I mean? We have a lot of power in our mind and a tremendous amount of power in our words. You know, I used to hear that old adage, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. That's far from the truth.
Yeah.
Far from the truth. Way far from the truth, okay? We have the power.
Mm-hmm.
God gave us the power. He created the world with his words. And he
right.
had the, you know, he didn't have any doubt in his mind that it wasn't going to be formed right. You know, he had all the confidence.
Right.
And then that's what we need to do. Yeah. So you need to, it says you need to do some meditation and clear everything from the past, and the right thing's going to come for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, because
okay.
My first ex, he keeps pursuing me, and I'm like, this could be trouble. I don't know. He even came to see my mom. He came to see my mom, and my mom's like, oh, I like him.
Yeah, he really does, is sincere, and was he good to you?
No, he wasn't. Now he's like, I need to make up.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. But
well,
we were in our
20s. That,
now
so.
We're in our 60s. Yeah. We were in our 20s then. Now we're in our 60s.
Yeah. Where's the possibility he could have grown up? You need to either email me or something, send me both your birth dates, and let me look at this, from a numerical standpoint with a comparison, and I'll tell you if he's on the up and up or not, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, then. And thanks
right.
for the info
and
on
if you
osteoporosis.
Know about, if you want to know about the big Al, send me his birthday, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We know
you.
About him, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Well,
it's a procrastinator.
Thank you for participating. God bless.
God bless you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he is. Well, and he's also driven by emotional guilt. He's allowing his emotions to rule him. He's, you know, and I could see, you know, somebody gave me 20 years of their life of helping me make my money, I'd be a little bit loyal to them, too. So I can understand it, you know. But he's heart torn. But this eclipse may have affected. Let's see how things are, okay?
Okay, I'll do. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Thanks for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello, you're on
hey,
the air.
Hey, Sandy. Hi. Hi. Hi, Daisy. This is Regina. This is Regina.
Hi. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm good. And you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yes.
Do you want me to look at a general for you? Or? Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay, well, you definitely have love coming up in the future line here, and it's the near future, not the distant future, where you got to wait years. I show something about that you're disappointed about and unhappy about. Not such a good experience.
Okay.
Now, can you verify that?
Or is it, I mean, yeah. If it's about love, yeah, with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I ended it in July of this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's in the passing influence line, meaning that that there's discontentment around me. I mean, I'm not saying that this person won't appear again, you know, but it's like you're tired, you know, too tired to deal with the issues, and I don't think you'll feel like dealing with it. But I have to tell you that before you get the right thing, something from your past 99% of the time appears. So this person may appear again and try to get some action with you.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't think you're happy about his motivations and how he does things with you. And I show that you got real tired of that, and you know you'll see shades of it again, and you'll go, oh no, you know. But you have a great year coming up, and somewhere between January and February of 2022, you're going to reach fulfillment as far as love is concerned. A happy relationship, a very favorable connection, you know, where you feel this person has the same ideas and values and things that you have. And you will fall in love. It'll start out as a friendship because both of you have had a bitter experience. You know, one of you had a real bitter experience. It's hard to separate sometimes. Cautionary thing, you know, which is normal for human beings. You know, it's like once you've been hurt, it's like, oh, no. Or like you learn about fire, kids play with matches, they get burnt, they don't mess with it again. You know, so it's just like
exactly.
It's a little cautionary thing in the beginning, and I think that, you know, you'll develop a friendship and kind of test the waters, both of you doing it. But it looks really, really good. Also, I have something in your career here. Yeah. There may be something new coming up, and I'm sure you have the ability to learn things quickly, but it's like a promotion financially, and it may be a different area. Yeah, so that's coming up the first of the year, too.
Oh, wow. Because I started a new job 5 months ago. And it's in a different field that I normally do not even, I didn't even know much about this field. So I took a leap of faith on this one, it could be a promotion, like I actually be an employee instead of a contractor.
Well,
that would be great.
It's your current situation. It's your current job. But it's like, okay. We're going to move you over to this, or maybe it's supervisory or some sort of authority that we have to learn a little bit, and I'm sure you can learn quickly, and it's a raise in pay. So.
Oh, wow.
You got really changes coming up. And both of them came from the, you know, this lunar eclipse is moving us. We can't stay the way we are. This is, you know, we have to take our back our authority. We have to stand up. We have to stand up to things. I don't mean we have the, God has given us the ability to create things as though they were, you know, they're not present now, but we can make them as though they were. And we have that ability. And we just need to believe in it and start exercising our authority and God's team up with the Lord and watch things change.
Yes, exactly. You know, and
in spite of what's
so
going
funny,
on, in spite of what's going on around us, things will get good for us. The scripture says in the end times, which is now, that there's a transfer of wealth. God wants money into the hands of his people and to the people that he can trust that will build the kingdom and, you know, do the right thing with it. He's not going to give it to somebody that's hoarding it and stingy and won't think about anybody but themselves, you know. He's going to give it to people that he can trust. And he wants money in our hands, and it's going to start happening. I'm really looking forward to 2022 myself.
Oh, thank God. Me too. I've been through a lot this this year.
Oh, me
thank
too.
You so
me
much.
Too. You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for participating.
All right. Thank you. You take care. God bless.
I will. God bless. Okay. Let's see. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Vicki, how are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Yes.
Okay. Sent an email. I can. I think there's a delay. So a slight delay. I actually sent the email to everybody with the phone number because I was like, oh, my God. So I don't know if you got the email.
Thank you. They did not notify me until I clocked in. Did I see that then there was a notice on there? Change your records. Okay. Thanks.
When I went on your page, the number was up there. It's at the top of the page. So thankfully, you know, I did email everybody on the email distribution list for you.
Thank you so much. That was really, thank you. So what can I do for you?
Let's look at the old, I don't know, let's look at my career, music.
Okay. Now, some of your love life might come up because that's a strong indication.
Yeah, I feel them all of them.
Mainly because we're being affected by that lunar eclipse, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm showing success in this music career and making it becoming reliable, you know, a reliable source of extra money. And it gets better. I mean, it starts getting to be bigger money.
Cool.
So whether that means more gigs or getting paid more. But, you know, your true gifts are coming out here. And you're going to see the wisdom in this, too. You know, and as you've been very patient in this area. But I want to ask you, can you see the difference between the energy vortex from where you came from and where you are now?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm amazed at how much better.
Yes.
I'm amazed at how much
younger.
Better.
You're, I even look younger.
Yep. You're better off. Yeah, and that just shows that you're in your right place now. And it's, you know, it's hard to believe. It's like, I remember when I first came to California in 1967, it was like I came alive. Mm-hmm. And so, but now it's gotten so crazy here. You know, but I'm not going to worry about that.
It's been a good experience, and I my health is better. I'm literally at perfect health. I have no issues, none. And I think that was from removing myself from Chicago and getting out of there. Hated it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And just, you know, we'd get really close to things when you were there and get a little bit of crumbs here and there. But we couldn't get nothing major until you moved.
Nothing. Not a thing. Yeah. I have to ask you a weird off-the-wall question, and then we'll probably. Did you pick up anything in love life before I ask this question?
Yes, I'm getting ready to talk about that now.
Uh-oh.
That's your next card. You got the beginning of an adventure, and there's unlimited possibilities in this one. And you know, you're gonna be enthusiastic about it instead of the. It's kind of like the same energy you had in Chicago. Well, there's a little bit of it here, but this one's not going to be like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's
now,
good.
Now you have you have two people that are in your space here that. They're actually trying to. They're not done. I mean, there's not really a closure on this. They're not done, and you're not totally done. So there's a little bit of that going on. Until this other person, till you recognize this person, you may know him, and you just haven't got to that level where it's one on one and talking about. Being a couple, you haven't gotten to that level. So once you recognize it, and you will, like I said, this one you're going to be enthusiastic about. You're not going to be questioning it or anything.
Okay.
So the next step is for, you know, I feel like I think you're going to get in control of your love life and your music career. And I do see that generating more money, whether that's more gigs or they pay you more or however that works.
Awesome. That works great. I got to ask you a weird question, and I know you got to go. So they asked me to come to this cigar bar where I perform, and they have this other band in there. Now, I've heard this. I've listened to this band, and this girl, she sounds like Della Reese, but... No, she sounds more like Barry White. But anyway, I'm sorry. I don't know if they're going to like her. And I'm not, like, jealous or anything, but when I heard it, I'm like, oh, my God, she sounds like a man. So I don't know. What do you pick up from that? I know that's a weird question, but when I heard her, I said, oh, God, she sings in one note.
They're going to like you. I don't know much about her. They're going to like you, though. And
No. She's December's band. I probably won't come back till after the first of the year, but they brought her in. You know, they try to keep it a variety, but I don't know if they're going to like her because her sound is very weird. It's like she sounds like a man.
Well, I know it's going to be an opportunity for you, okay? So I don't know whether it looks like she fades out somehow, whether they don't like her or they don't jive with her or whatever. But it's going to work for you. I can tell you with that.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. That's all good. And it's not like I'm bashing the woman.
Okay.
I just don't think that she's their cup of tea. That's all.
Well, again, you know, it takes a while to find that out sometimes. So, yeah. But, again, I want to thank you for what you did, sending those emails out. And I was shocked
no
when I came on and going, oh, my goodness. Okay,
I
thank
was
you very much.
I'm like, oh, my God. No problem, baby. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye. God bless you, too. Okay, again, the new call-in number for this show is 563-999-3507. And again, I want to let everybody know that I couldn't get child care, so I do have my daughter. She seems to be quiet right now, and I think I did the right thing. Got her to eat and get comfy with that area. So again, we were talking about what we need to do. We must develop our spirit to receive and communicate directly with God in his Holy Spirit. And the biggest block to this experience is unbelief. Unbelief is very subtle, and we can be operating in it and not recognize it. But the more you exercise the presence of God, the less you will be in unbelief. God will speak to you, and you will speak to God like best friends. I mean, like somebody you're just sitting down and talking to, and it's a wonderful thing. So just practice the presence of God, and you'll get to that point. A few tips to help you so that you know and recognize that it's God speaking to you. The enemy can appear as an angel of light to deceive us, but one thing he can't do is demonstrate God's peace. And once you've been in the presence of the Lord and you feel that peace, nobody can duplicate that. It cannot be duplicated. This is a transformation process. When God speaks, it goes against reason, reason of the world. When God speaks, it lines up with the Word. The Word is our survival guide, and powerful. It's like we have a constitution in the United States, and it tells us our rights. Well, that same thing with the Word. It tells us our rights, and it's our spiritual constitution. So our relationship with God requires that we are aware of His Word, because then things make sense to you, because He'll speak the Word to you. And things will make sense concerning. And God's words to us requires us to have faith. We must have faith to take hold of God's words, and it requires courage. When God speaks to us, there is peace. No devil or demon or dark force can duplicate God's shalom peace. There are lots of references of God speaking in the Word. Genesis 2:16, God spoke to Adam. God spoke to Noah. And with Noah, it was very specific. And the list goes on in both Old and New Testaments. So practice the presence, and you will receive instruction. Okay, let's take some calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
Welcome back on the air.
Oh, I'm telling you, thank you. I went through my crucible, but you know what? I survived it, praise God. What can I do
Amen.
For you?
Amen. Anything you have to tell me.
Okay. Well, you got a really good year coming up. You do. You're beginning to start to see some changes. I mean, you're having some good days. And, you know, it takes a while to unravel a web. And a web is formed by the way we think and the things that we've accepted in our and from others to programming,
yeah.
You know. But I show great abundance and fulfillment for you, a lot of happiness and joy, and it's a very favorable outlook. And it looks like it might be starting in December. You know, it's either December or January that you start seeing these changes come on. But next month, I'm going to be on the radio show. We're going to do a little bit of personal years for people. Hopefully, okay. I have an astrologer with me. If not, it will all be about numerology. So,
okay.
But this is the start of a good. I also have an inheritance, and I don't think you were online at the beginning of the show, so you may want to go back and listen to it, especially the cosmic weather, because with the aspects that I see that start on this Sunday, there is a lot of fortune and fulfillment coming up and God wants money in the hands of people that he can trust. So I think the wealth transfer is going to take place. So you have a very strong mind at perceiving things, and you have very very good common sense, and you're trying to help members of your family, and you have to have patience. They're not as evolved spiritually as you are, and sometimes it's difficult when you're evolved spiritually that it's easy to lose patience with somebody. It's not, you expect everybody to know this stuff. You know, I'm guilty of that. I have to back up sometimes. Yeah. But it's actually, there's a lot of progress, too, within your own body. And I know you've been in a crucible with that, but it's like you're coming out of it. You know, you're being led to things that are helping you. And we praise the Holy Spirit for that. But you really have a good year coming up. And, you know, you got fortune in your future.
That is such wonderful news. Yes.
Okay.
I thank you so much, and God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, dear.
Hello,
how are you today?
Air.
Hi.
I'm good.
Me. How are you today?
I'm real good.
Great.
You
welcome
two
back.
Were not on at the first. No, thank
yes,
you. It's good to be back. You weren't
I
on
plan
when
on
I
going
did
back
the
to.
Cosmic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of fortune and fulfillment, and I know that I saw in one of our sessions on Keen that your windfall is coming, and
thank you.
You know, that's. Well, it's going to happen for a lot of people, and some of them have been waiting a long time, and it's hard to believe when you've been waiting a long time.
Yes,
you know?
I've been waiting a long time, yes.
Well,
so when is this going to happen? Just maybe a general reading from where we're going.
Yeah, that's what I've got here, okay? All right, mm-hmm. First of all, I have this money coming.
Oh,
and I'm not going
okay.
to talk to you about being responsible because I know you're reliable and have expertise in the financial realm. So I don't need to give you that. But it's coming the first part of the year. It could happen.
Oh,
it could happen. It could actually happen in December or January or February. It's not going to go past February.
I just want to know, is it enough to pay off the house or do I have to build myself up for that?
Well, I can't exactly, in cards, give you an exact number, but what it says here is that it's great abundance. So, like I said, I feel like God is putting money in the hands of people that he knows will do good with it, you know,
mm-hmm.
not destroy themselves with it, you know, like, and I know you
no.
wouldn't, but this is one of the reasons why he doesn't give money to some people, because then they just want the lusts of their flesh, you know, and they don't think about
mm-hmm.
anybody else or good causes or anything like that. So, but this is really going to make you happy, I can tell you that. It's a very favorable outlook, and I feel like this is going to be we have these ups and downs in life. This is going to be the up, where this is going to be probably
absolutely
the most memorable year.
Oh, wow.
Most
that's great,
memorable year
for
you.
15 years I've been going through, so.
But you know what?
I
know. And for some reason, you have to get this before the man. And I think this has a lot to do with some emotional process. Money has a way of soothing nails. I used to say, well, if I'm going to be miserable, I'd like to be miserable in comfort.
Right, exactly. That's true.
So this is a pause in the struggle that you've been having for a long time. And, we're all looking at the world awaiting trouble because that's what we're being programmed every day. But we're in this world. We're not of this world. We're going to depend on God's kingdom and what God wants for us. And we have to discipline ourselves in that area and not to cave in by the appearance of things. But this is going to be a major thing for you. And I feel like that it's going to be good enough that you can help your son. You'll be able to afford a high-end quality care for him.
Yes, definitely.
High-end person. You know what I mean?
Good.
And, all those take a lot of – that takes money. And
that was my next question. How is he going
to
do, and, what's coming up for him?
Okay, and just let me finish off the last card for you. Then love comes.
Oh, okay.
Then love comes. But I think you have to feel this independence that you have been successful on your own right. And for some reason that helps you with the relationship. That's between you and God. It's very personal. And for him, he's having, there'll be progress, and I think that most of the progress is going to come when you get this windfall and they're able to, bribe him. Bribe him for one thing. Bribery does work in some areas. Obviously, it works for my daughter today. She's been quiet and let us do this radio show. So,
well, that's good.
I gave her all her favorite. I gave her her favorite lunch.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
It all worked. It worked, okay? So you will have a victory, but he is very deeply wounded emotionally.
Yes,
and he hides a lot of things,
struggles with PTSD and won't get it, and I've tried so many times setting up appointments, and then when it's time to go, he doesn't want to go. And since he's over 21, it's hard to make them go. You can't make them do anything at that point. It's hard to get them to go.
He doesn't want to do the discipline required. He doesn't. And
the thing is, he was ready to do it.
Yeah. You might look into hypnosis. I don't know if it's a good subject or not, but there's something that's very deep here, and this is where a psychic comes in handy. There's something very deep here that he won't even bring out to the counselors, and he deceives himself with it. He justifies burying it. He's buried it so deep. You may consider hypnosis for him. It may take a while, several sessions for them to get him to a point where he's receptive to it. They have meditation techniques that they can use. But you need somebody. That's another money-costing thing. But you'll be able to do this. You'll be able to do this.
Okay. Oh, wow.
A lot of success. You'll have a lot of success coming up for you. And this is the ultimate change that you've been waiting for and fulfillment. And all you need to do is be receptive to it, is receive it. We're good at praying. We're not always good at receiving.
Right.
I'm
wondering, is this windfall enough for me to retire or something early? Or what is this, or will I still be working?
Well, I think there's a choice there.
Mm-hmm. I've always been a workaholic.
Yeah, I know you're smarter.
I just can't see me stopping right now.
Yeah, I don't see you stopping. You may not work as much.
Mm-hmm.
You may go from full-time to part-time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you like that feeling of fulfillment. I'm the same way. I'll be working until they carry me out feet first.
Exactly. I worked when I was pregnant.
I
worked all
much.
The way up until right before the pregnancy, so I've always been a workaholic.
I was typing a marriage license when I went into labor.
Oh, God.
I had a wedding chapel at that time.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I remember.
So.
Oh, wow.
I worked right up to the time, too. So I thank you, and we'll keep in touch on Keene. And
yes.
I just think you have a lot to, you know, if you start feeling down, you need to be, you know, lift it up, give me a call. And you just need to be receptive to receiving this. Remember, the spirit of expectation, the spirit of expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. Okay.
Okay. Definitely.
God
Ooh,
bless.
I receive it. Thank you. God bless you too. Take
You're
care.
Welcome.
Bye bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How
are
you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
I found you by doing a search for you. I'm glad I got the new phone number.
I'm sorry about that. They did not notify me till I clocked in. Okay, you know what it's
I
like.
Can
oh,
imagine.
Great.
I know. Oh, well.
Well, everybody take note of that number, and you know because. I know they just changed call-in numbers, but I didn't know they were for us as the host. Mm-hmm. And they did that, so I don't know what they're doing, but they.
This will
I
be the number going forward, though, right? This is the
number
that. 563.
Okay.
Yeah.
563-999-3507. Yeah.
Okay,
what can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to let you know that I was offered a 12-month contract job. I interviewed through a recruiting agency. I'm technically their employee, but I'll be working for their client company. It's local. I'll be 100% remote for the time being until they bring people back to the office, and then I'll be 3 days a week from home and 2 days in this local office, which is close to me. So it's great. I just want to know, you
Thank
know,
you, Lord.
If, yeah, I, you know, I guess I'm just gun shy because of what's happened in the past with bad experiences at other jobs. And I want to make sure I'm going to have a good boss and good coworkers. So, just feeling, you know, I'm excited, but just feeling nervous.
Stay excited because this is good. The first card says this is good news. You know, sometimes we just have to endure things. We have to, this planet's, I call it a training ground. We have to go through things. Read Job, poor Job, you know. He lost everything. But the end result was that he got back 1,000 times more than what he had in the beginning. So we have to sometimes just trust God and get through things. We got to get through it. And I think we're done with getting through it with you. It looks like this is efforts of positive energy. Definitely we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. And it looks also that, you know, you're going to be considered a trustworthy worker. People
God.
Don't like you for change.
Good.
I don't know. You attracted all the little devils, didn't you?
Yeah, there was just too much drama, and I always was trying to keep the peace and be nice to everybody and do my job. And I was always praised for doing it well, but for some reason I just had bad bosses along the way, so...
Yeah. Well, I want you to today to let all that go. That's in the past.
Okay.
You know, when we're forgiven, and a lot of people have trouble with this, and especially, I'm not putting down any religion, but some religions just keep reminding you that, you know, you're a sinner, but we're not a sinner anymore. We've been washed by the blood of Jesus. And God takes our sins as far as the east is from the west and buries them. We don't need to be digging them up. We don't need to be thinking about it. He's not thinking about them anymore. We don't need to think about them anymore. So that was a part of your life that was a severe growing pain here. But it's over. It's over.
This has the potential. I'm glad. It has the potential to either be extended or go permanent at the end of the 12-month when it's up.
It sure does, and I show success around it. I show it's the ultimate change for you. It's fulfillment, and you're going to be successful. At the end of 12 months, you're going to receive rewards from your hard work. Success is all around. And I get admiration from others, not the jealousy, competitive, you know, energy that people do.
Yeah.
When they step on other people's toes, you know? I'm so grateful to
see
this. And then you're also going to meet someone very special coming up this year. For you, it looks like April, May. I think between now and then, you're getting acclimated to this job, getting on your feet, starting to feel like getting your self-esteem about and starting to feel good. So.
Yes. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. And don't, you know, don't be shy that if you need anything, you know, can email me on Keen and I can send you minutes or we can communicate by email. And I'm grateful to hear this. Okay. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. Thank you
so
much. I'll talk to you soon on Keen. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Okay, I want to close this session today. We have 7 minutes left. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your perfect plan of prosperity for our life. We thank you for these planets that you've made, the moon, the stars, the sun, everything that you made for our benefit. And we thank you for your perfect plan for prosperity for our lives. We declare that we will prosper. We declare that we are in health, even as our soul prospers. As a result of our prosperity, we are thoroughly furnished and fully a supply to perform every good work that you ordain for us to do. As the seed of Abraham, we declare there is no lack in our lives. The spirit of poverty is now destroyed. We have no need of aid or support, but every earthly blessing will operate in our lives in 2022. Our daily function will be from a place of abundance. We declare that all the grace will abound towards us always in every situation. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Therefore, we declare we are givers. We will be lenders and not borrowers. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that through your power, grace, and love, our life is a storehouse for those who have need. Our life is a wellspring of supernatural resources, and we will be distributors of blessings in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you will do, and we're looking forward to a better year in Jesus' name. I love you guys. The Lord loves you, and I'll see you next month. God bless.